It's 7:50. This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartle. Scholars, advocates, and community organizers are gathering in Albuquerque over the next few days to participate in conversations about race, oppression, and white privilege. I sat down with two of the organizers of the White Privilege Conference and its 13th annual meeting here this week. Jordan Johnson is with All Families Matter, a coalition of New Mexico groups working to raise public awareness about same-sex couples. Dr. Eddie Moore Jr. is the founder and director of the White Privilege Conference, which is designed to challenge concepts of privilege and work towards a more equitable world. I asked them how they explain the concept of white privilege. Eddie Moore speaks first.
The average sixth grader that I've experienced gets the concept that because you're white, you get benefits in this society from white skin. And that's what white privilege is all about. It's not blaming Elaine for being white. You didn't set it up. You didn't design it. But there are perks you get simply because of white skin privilege. And so for me, that's really the basic premise of the conversations about white privilege.
I think part for me is, one, kind of recognizing our privilege as white people, noticing that there's certain access that I have to things that not everyone has access to. And I think it is about having the conversations and being courageous enough as a white person to engage in a conversation, not backing away from the table, but continue to sit at the table. Even when things might get tough, things might get challenging to hear, that you are deeply engaged and willing to participate in these kind of conversations.
What about folks who say, I earned my business. I worked hard and I earned my place in my community. And I don't see, you know, folks may say, I don't see how my white skin has benefited me.
And I think there's a difference between an individual understanding and the larger systems that are set up. Systematically, white supremacy, white privilege exists. And simply because of how people perceive me, I get treated differently in the world. It's very clear to me.
So talking about race is often something that can be quite difficult. What kinds of strategies do you suggest for folks?
Well, for me, in the 21st century, I really feel like we've been pausing and hesitating and trying to get so many people on board and waiting on them and trying to make it comfortable, trying to make it right. And my strategy in the 21st century is just do it, you know, not to be attacking, degrading, demeaning, but not to be always trying to lower the standards so we can have folks participate. And I think,
what do you mean by lowering the standards of a conversation on race?
It's almost like a beginning stage. I mean, it's almost like, I feel like we're having kindergarten conversations with 25, 35, 45, 65 year olds. And sometimes for me, I think that I can have more of a powerful and challenging conversations with sixth graders, eighth graders than I can with graduate students.
And why is that?
You know, I mean, it can be a plethora of things. I think that often people use the difficulty of these conversations as a strategy of resistance. Again, my strategy, my philosophy going forward is to have the conversation.
Dr. Eddie Moore Jr. is the founder and director of the White Privilege Conference, which is holding its 13th annual meeting this week here in Albuquerque. Jordan Johnson is with All Families Matter, a coalition of New Mexico groups working to raise public awareness about same-sex couples. For more details on the White Privilege Conference here in Albuquerque, you can go to KUNM.org. Conversations about race in the media in New Mexico recently, in addition to the national conversation about the shooting of an unarmed black teenager in Florida, will continue this morning at 8 on the KUNM Call-In Show. We'll take your calls and we'll also take your emails at callinshow@kunm.org. That's up next at 8 o'clock here on KUNM.